Welcome to the Team Engagement Podcast, where leaders of teams share their insights. Brought to you by Blue Sky Business Consulting, we discuss five questions in about 15 minutes.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome to the Team Engagement Podcast. And as always, we are grateful to have you here joining us. And also joining us today as our guest, this is Gentry Davies. He is the founder and CEO of Crew here in the greater Salt Lake area of Utah. So a person close to where I live. And very excited to have you on, Gentry. Thank you so much for joining me. What would you like the audience to know about Crew?
Hey, thanks for having me, Sean. So Crew is the best place for families to bank together. So we're building like a full neobank around families. So think about allowances for your kids. We have automatic transfers for parents, paying 4.7% APY in savings right now and 1% in checking. So we're trying to make this just the absolute best place for families to bank.
Oh, that's fantastic. Very unique. You're cutting edge.
Yeah, we're trying to. We have been looking for a good place for my family to bank for a while. Started with one of the local banks and bounced around a little bit and figured no one's actually built a neobank for families yet. So we're having a grand old time.
No one else is doing it. Why not you build it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Great. All right. Well, let's get started with our questions. Gentry, as a business owner or as a business leader, how do you decide when to pivot?
Yeah, it's a great question. So like the obvious answer is it depends. But what I like to tell people is when you're first starting out at the early stages, I feel like your errors are going to be pivoting too soon or pivoting too late, right? And so I think the first question I would ask is how committed are you to a particular customer and problem set? And I really like the idea of starting there in the earliest stages of like, I'm committed to helping families figure out their finances. And if you're committed to that problem, then it provides really natural opportunities to say, well, if this first approach isn't working, like I can pivot around that audience and still maintain the relationships and insights that I've been developing so far, even if the product approach or the solution has to adjust a little bit. So I think like the second kind of answer that maybe is more complete and more applicable in later stages is just when you feel pull in a direction and you see people using your product in a way that you didn't intend, maybe at volume, and you find yourself like continually saying, no, don't do it like that, do it like this. And I think at that point you can say, all right, I need to kind of embrace the behavior that's happening here, because that's probably going to become a stronger influence than maybe what I intended people to use my product for.
That's a really great observation. It's an interesting one because that doesn't always happen where people, they're using the product in kind of that law of unintended consequences. They start doing things that you didn't expect, either good or bad, that requires you to kind of reevaluate, hey, what are we doing this for? And kind of sticking to your why with that. And I really like your approach to that, to say, well, we might need to adjust a little bit and pivot based on what the market is doing. But that's a great comment. Great comment. Very good. All right. Next question. If you would share with us one of your company's core values and then how you make decisions based on that value.
So I think like one of the main, you know, we're really early. We have 8 full-time employees. But I'd say like one of our main values here is speed. So one of the greatest benefits we have as a small organization is that we can have a very clear, unified vision of what we're doing. When you get to be a really large company, that becomes 80% of your job is maintaining a vision and kind of keeping people on the same page and rowing in the same direction. And as a startup, you have the benefit of, you know, founder vision and kind of a singular insight that you can motivate everyone around. So, you know, speed of decision-making, speed of executing on those decisions, as long as we can stay close to our customers, close to the data, and then try things out, we can, I think, have a lot more success. I think companies get bogged down in quasi-research, is what I call it, where you want to get scientific with it, but anything except shipping a product, getting it in front of customers and seeing how they use it is really inexact. And so figuring out ways to like make decisions quickly, build products quickly, get them in front of customers quickly, and then see what they do with it, I think is like your main competitive advantage as any startup is like, can you move faster than the incumbents you're going after?
So speed, I like that speed of, to some degree at least. So well, that's very good. Thank you. That's a unique approach to it. So I like that. All right. Well, question number 3, What's one tip that you have for business leaders who are looking or hiring talent?
Yeah, so I got to do a lot of hiring in my last job, leading product management at Divi. And something that we found really valuable was, just being explicit about what we were looking for, what does success look like in the role, and then making sure we were casting a wide net as far as, getting people through our interview process. So like we wanted to make sure that we had people from various backgrounds, and got to, have some diversity in the recruiting funnel. And I think it was really helpful and ended up helping us build a stronger team. We were able to get a bunch more people from different backgrounds than we expected initially, and maybe than what would have been most convenient if we were just kind of reactive to our own networks and that sort of thing.
Wow, very good. Yeah, there's a lot to do there when you're at that stage, that's for sure. So looking for the talent, that's a big piece.
For
So,
sure.
and as you're continuing to grow your company, kind of moving on to the next question there, what's one strategy that you would advise on how to identify and then develop talent within your organization or strengths within that organization?
Yeah, I think, at our stage, we're super, super early. And so we don't have like a formal performance management, talent management practice. We don't have HR. So thinking about how this works in our world, I think the nature of a startup is that you just have tons and tons of unique problems. There's a different, fire drill every day. And what that means is opportunity. So, the team is an experienced team of people that are like experts in their fields. And then being at a startup means you just get to flex in a bunch of new directions. And so a lot of this is going to be like interest and ability based, where it's like a new fire comes up and it's like, all right, someone's got to do this. Like I can do it unless someone wants to take a whack at it. And then, people raise their hand and get to throw themselves in on the deep end. And I think you naturally find like, oh my gosh, this person has this ability that we, this latent interest and ability that maybe we didn't know about when we hired them. And we can kind of lean into it and form people's roles more flexibly around their interests and capabilities. So it's something that you can do at this stage that is harder to do at scale, but it's a great benefit of being a startup, I think.
Yeah, that's a fun phase that you guys are in right now in stage of growth because you can kind of let people discover themselves and find perhaps new interests that they hadn't explored ever before. So that's a fun part of where you guys are at. So I'm kind of envious to a certain degree. So all
Not
right, go ahead.
boring at all,
Not
man.
boring, that's for sure. All right, question number five, one of my favorite questions, of course, as much as I love leadership and teams, I love to hear about baseball. So I'll put the cap on here, the Phillies cap. And Gentry, is there a favorite baseball memory that you have that you'd like to share with the audience?
Yeah, so growing up, like baseball was not a huge part of my life. And so when I read this question, I was like, I don't know if I have anything. And then I remembered, this is a great thing about baseball, I think, is I did have like my earliest memory of like being on an outing with my dad is probably when we lived in Hamilton, Ontario, and went to a Toronto Blue Jays game. I think this is going to show my lack of knowledge here, and that I was very young, but I'm pretty sure it was World Series. And I remember being in the parking lot with him and buying some cards and feeling like that was the coolest thing ever. So Toronto Blue Jays were like my first sports memory up in Canada.
Oh, that is really cool, though. That is awesome. I believe that baseball, whether you're a big fan of it like me or not, I think it has permeated, at least here in the States, and a little bit into Canada, obviously, a little bit into everybody's life to some extent. And so not always a strong memory, but I really like that. You've got me a little bit concerned though, Gentry, because if my knowledge is correct, the last time that the Blue Jays were in the World Series was that about 93?
It would have been 93. Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
So I was 5 years old. Man, I was pretty close. Yeah.
That's a real problem because they beat the Phillies.
That's my bad. Yeah.
No, it's all right. The Phillies have gone on to win once so since then, so it's all right. But I find that funny that the very team that I support is the team that got beat by the team that you went to visit that one time. So that's great though. That's part of the fun. That's part of the fun.
Part of the fun, yeah. I mean, I didn't choose to live up there, but we had a great time. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, great. Thanks for sharing that story. And thank you so much, Gentry, for taking time to be on the podcast today. How can people find you?
Trycrew.com is where you can find Crew, and then I'm on Twitter probably more than anywhere else on socials. So GentryLD is my handle there, but reach out anytime. I'd be happy to chat.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. And thanks again, everybody, for joining us on the Team Engagement Podcast. And we'll see you again next week. Have a great day.
This is Sean Richards with the Team Engagement Podcast, where leaders of teams share their insights. For more ideas, go to teamengagementpodcast.com. We also invite you to follow or subscribe to our podcast wherever you may be listening or watching. Is your business thriving? Go to tbs-score.com to find out. Thanks for joining us today. Have a great day.